This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Thanks to funding from the Victorian Office for Youth and Beyond Blue, plus support from Headspace, Australia's only gay and lesbian community radio station, Joy 94.9, broadcasted live from Princes Hill Secondary College on Friday, April 8th, to celebrate National Youth Week 2011.
0.9 at Princes Hill Secondary College. Thanks to support from the Office for Youth and Beyond Blue for National Youth Week 2011 with Micah and Maith.
Hi.
Need to throw that bit of self-promotion in there.
I'm just honoured that I'm here, I'm using the word youth.
I know, right?
So the moisturiser's paying off.
Now, National Youth Week itself is a pretty established week, which is all about the promotion of young people. And every state actually has their own young person representing the entire state. And this year for Victoria, it's Laura John, and she's joining us here today. Thanks for joining us, Laura.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me.
You're representing Vic.
That's right, representing Victoria, the best state in Australia.
I was going to say, is it like a competition between you and the rat from Sydney and Brisbane?
Look, it is a little bit, but we know in any competition between states, Victoria will always win.
There's like a National Youth Week street fight between all you leaders. You're good. You got like fighting arms going on there.
Yeah, you've been working out.
I can see.
Just a little bit.
Now, just before we came on air, you were telling us about your big launch for the week on Saturday at Berrinoong Ma.
Yeah.
How did that go?
The launch was amazing. We had some really great headline acts, including The Vines, Tim and Jean, and Jebediah. We also had the Federal Minister for Youth, Peter Garrett, coming down, and a whole stack of celebrity ambassadors.
He
didn't dance. I thought for a second he was going to do a bit of a jig on stage, but no, he was very professional.
He kept it all above board.
He did.
That's what we like to hear. Now, National Youth Week, there's a lot of ambiguity about it, and some people aren't too sure about why young people need a week. So why is it? Why is there a National Youth Week?
Well, I guess the whole point of National Youth Week is to acknowledge that young people are doing amazing things in our community. Sometimes we can get a bit of a bad rap. We might not always have the best image in the media, but National Youth Week is our chance to acknowledge that young people are doing good things and we deserve to be celebrated for our achievements.
Now, what are some of those achievements that have been showcased during the week?
Well, just looking at the national calendar that we've got on our website, which is youthweek.com. There have been a range of events in Victoria, over 100. In particular, we had a great sleep out in Rosebud on Wednesday, which was raising awareness about youth homelessness. We've also had a climate change forum this week, so I think that really demonstrates that young people are engaged in political issues and we really do care.
Now, let's talk about your own personal experience. I'm reading here that at high school, you found it a bit traumatic and that you used to cry every day on your first year of school.
That wasn't a high school. That was primary school.
Oh,
let's get
I
it
see.
Right.
Okay.
I wasn't a crying year 7 student.
Did you face any difficulties in high school at all?
Yeah, look, high school, it's an interesting thing. You go in there and you don't always know a lot of people. There's a lot of difference. Teachers aren't there for you quite as much as they are in primary school. But I guess I was really lucky, had a really good support network, went to a really awesome high school, Karita College in Mentone. Was able to overcome those kinds of obstacles.
Mm-hmm. And so do you think that the experience that you went through is part of the drive of why you got involved in Youth Week?
Yeah, exactly. I've met so many inspiring young people throughout my 21 years here, and I really want to help promote that image, which is one of the main reasons why I got involved in National Youth Week.
Yeah, sure. Now, you guys have got some celebrity ambassadors on board. Everybody loves a good celebrity.
We do.
You didn't ask Corey Worthington. I'm surprised he's not on the list.
Didn't ask me.
I think Corey Worthington did bad for our youth. I think he took us 20 years back with his little house party. Let's move on from that. So who are some of the celebs we've got on board?
So we've got Dylan Fuzzy from Video Hits, and they were there at the national launch on Saturday. And we've also got Ashley Brewer, who plays Kate Ramsey on Neighbours, and Madeline Madden, who delivered the first non-political address to the nation for Generation One.
Wow. You know what? This really is a reflection of me, but the one that stood out there was the girl on Neighbours. We're talking idols here and people to look up to, and if you get on Neighbours, you've made it.
When in doubt, Youth Week, give Harold Bishop a call.
Now, what is the best experience for Youth Week being? Because I'm sure it's been completely jam-packed for you the past few days.
Yeah, this week has been amazing. I don't know how I just pick one event. I've gone to a stack of amazing ones. There was a really cool theatre production on Friday night where these young actors actually got members of the audience to share their stories and then they played it back to us. So that was incredibly funny. Also went to a cool film festival last night, a really nice love story about these two young boys who fall in love and are sort of trying to work through all the family pressures. But I'm really looking forward to our closing event on Saturday, which is at the Warrandyte Skate Park. It's going to be some awesome bands, including House vs Hurricane, BMX competitions, and it should be a really great day.
Awesome. That sounds like it's coming to a pretty good week for 2011.
What I was going to ask is also the talent competitions you've got going on during the week as well. So we're grabbing some of the talented youth and we're shining light on them. And I was just looking at some of the areas that you've got awards going on. And there's awesome. There's music, there's writing awards, there's design awards. That's awesome.
Yeah, we've got a whole range of categories that young people can enter to win some awesome prizes. We've got $3,000 worth of vouchers and iPads up for grabs. So if you can take a good photo, write a mean song, get online to youthweek.com and you can enter until the 17th of April.
Awesome. We're going to jump to a song. We're talking to Laura John, who is the National Youth Week Young Member for 2011. This is Joy 94.9.
The Joy 94.9 National Youth Week 2011 live broadcast from Princess Hill Secondary College, with thanks to the Office for Youth, Beyond Blue and Headspace.
We are at Princess Hill Secondary College thanks to the support from the Office for Youth and Beyond Blue for National Youth Week 2011 with Micah and Nathan. We're chatting to Laura John, who is the National Youth Week Young Member for 2011. Try saying all that in one breath.
I'm not going to, because you're struggling. So, and you're our Victorian rep. You're representing Victoria. We should have some secret handshake or something going on, but we're too uncool for that, so let's move on.
Now, you're talking before about, you know, getting involved and there were people that inspired you. Who were some of these people that made you want to say, you know what, young people are great, I want to promote young people?
Well, I've done a bit of work. I'm in the youth sector. I was on a committee, this is a bit of a mouthful too, the Multi-Faith, Multicultural Youth Network, which is a bunch of culturally and linguistically diverse young people in Victoria. And through just meeting these people, I was really inspired by their stories. So a lot of them have had to come through quite a bit of hardship, yet they're still leaders in their communities. And then also I've done a bit of work with the Oak Tree Foundation, which is an entirely youth-run aid and development organisation. And just through meeting young people like that, they've really inspired me to find my own passions and make sure that the rest of Victoria and Australia knows that young people are doing some great things.
That's brilliant. That's really cool. Now, Beyond Blue are a huge supporter of National Youth Week. What's some of their involvement and why do they feel that it's important to support young people?
So Beyond Blue sponsor quite a few events in Victoria. I think there's about 25 in Victoria that Beyond Blue is sponsoring. And I guess what they're really trying to promote is positive mental health and this idea that it's okay to talk about mental health, it's okay to talk about depression and when you're feeling down. And I guess they're four main messages to us is to look out for the signs of depression, talk about what's going on, listen to your friends' experiences and seek help together.
Awesome.
There you go. Look, are you taking notes, Micah?
I am.
I'm taking notes. I'm learning so much. I'm actually finally learning something at school. My parents are happy about today. So basically, I'm getting the vibe that the main message of Youth Week, and especially the message you're trying to give us, is just get involved. And for the young guys to jump on youthweek.com, go to an event or two if you can, you know, get a bit arrogant about your talent and join in one of the competitions and you can walk away with a prize, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
So when do the talent competitions close?
So they close on the 17th of April, so you've still got a bit of time to enter those talent competitions. If that's a little bit too much for you, there's also a cool competition called Win Free Stuff, where you can be...
now we're listening. Our ears just pricked up. I'm going to lie about my age.
So this closes on the 17th of April as well, and all you need to do is answer a really easy question in 25 words or less, and you could score an iPad. So all of that is on the website.
Now, is that
as well.
First generation or second generation? Now, what are the talent competition categories? Like, what do you have to showcase?
So there's a few categories: rock it, ride it, snap it, shoot it, and design it. So those categories are based around taking photos, writing songs, writing a play, designing things.
Mm-hmm. but, very specific, I like.
Designing things. All the information is on the website, which is youthweek.com. So there's a few other requirements other than things.
And I bet there are prizes involved too.
There are prizes. There are $300,000 worth of vouchers up for grabs, and again, an iPad.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Okay, I'm going to get my talent on and enter all those competitions, I think. Youthweek.com is the place to go.
Is there any particular event you're really looking forward to that hasn't happened yet, that you've got in your diary that you can't miss?
Yeah, look, as I mentioned a bit earlier, really looking forward to the Victorian closing event, which is on Saturday at Warrandyte Skate Park. So there'll be a whole stack of bands, including House vs Hurricane and 360 and some BMX competitions, free food and drink, so it should be a great afternoon. So hopefully everyone can come down to Warrandyte Skate Park on Saturday afternoon.
Well, I can't skate or ride a bike, so you won't be seeing me there.
You can cheer on everyone else.
I'll
be,
if
be
I come down, I'll be wearing elbow pads and a helmet. I'm not going to look very cool.
That's okay. We accept everyone.
I still have a pair of rollerblades. Is that still happening?
Look, we can probably find somewhere for you to rollerblade around. Lots of mats out so you don't hurt yourself.
Oh, Laura, you're lovely. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for joining us, Laura. It's been an absolute pleasure talking to you today.
No worries. Thanks for having
me. Good luck with the rest of Youth Week. I'm sure you've got a completely busy schedule, so thank you for taking the time to talk to us today.
No problem. Thanks, guys.
The Joy 94.9 National Youth Week 2011 live broadcast from Princess Hill Secondary College, with thanks to the Office for Youth, Beyond Blue and Headspace.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.